It's just that the healing was what? Lost. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let's welcome to stage this evening my brother and my friend, Pastor Andy Osakwe.
How do you want us to? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please sit down. Thank you. Glory to Jesus. Clap your hands. Appreciate Pastor Poju and our First Lady. Let's appreciate Pastor Shego Obaje. Clap your hands. And Pastor Sondo Gidibo. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, I think Pastor Poju has said everything. I don't have anything to say, really. We're just going to go ahead. But let me just give some instructions. How many of you have any form of sickness in your body? Let me see. Just wave your hands. Any symptom? You have any symptom of sickness? Wave it well so I can see. Any symptom, whatever the symptom, whether it's pain or fever, whatever it is. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go quickly to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. Matthew chapter 8 and 16. It says, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all. Someone say, healed all.
Healed all.
All of them were healed. All. Unlike Pastor Maju said, obviously, they were not even saved. Because nobody was saved before Jesus was resurrected. And yet, they were all healed. Some of them might have been criminals, we don't know. But they were healed. Some of them were liars. Some of them were even maybe just committed sin before they came. But they were healed. Why were they healed? Because they came. Somebody say, because they came. Say, so when I come now, I will receive my healing. That's all, because they came. As long as they came, they got healed. Praise the Lord. Their coming to Jesus was actually an act of faith. And that was acceptable. Now, if those guys who are not even saved, all of them could get healed just by coming, how much more you that are saved? Someone say, my healing. Tonight, I collect it. Matthew 12, verse 15. Matthew 12, 15. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed how many?
All.
Someone say all.
All.
Say all means all.
All.
Ask your neighbor, what does all mean in your village? Glory to Jesus. Did they answer you? Matthew 4:23, quickly. Matthew 4:23. Matthew 4:23. Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. Next verse. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them, obviously, all. Say amen.
Amen.
One more scripture. Mark 5, verse 25. Mark 5:25. Glory to Jesus. Now a certain woman with had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Next verse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. I want to explain something. Go back to that last scripture, the last one. For she said, the Amplified says that she kept saying, that if only I may touch, go back. She kept saying, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Do you know what happened here? This woman determined the nature of her healing with her words. She didn't say, if he lays hands on me, I shall be healed. She said, if I touch his garment, his clothes, I shall be healed. And by saying that, she determined the nature of her healing. Glory to Jesus. She determined the nature of her healing. If you say with your mouth that today, when I come out here, I will receive my healing, this problem will cease today, then you shall have exactly what you say. Are you still here with me? Glory to Jesus. Go back to the scripture, please. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Next verse. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Next verse. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitudes thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Because they were touching him, but there was another kind of touch. There was a touch of what? Faith. When you come out here, I want you to come out, just believe. Hallelujah. Just believe. It doesn't matter if you've had a problem for 25 years. It makes no difference. Just believe. Everything has expiration date. Say amen.
Amen.
Every sickness has expiration date. Go back to the scripture, please. Disciples said to him, you see the multitudes thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Next verse. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told the whole truth. Next verse. Watch this. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Now, I went and did a study on that word peace. I was shocked. You know what that word peace means? It literally means national tranquility. National tranquility. Do you know that God sees your body as a nation? It has many parts, it has many cities, many operations, your body. And what she received was total healing. Just like Pastor Moju said, somebody came to receive healing for something else and then a toenail grew out. There's a way you come today, and even things you don't know about that may be wrong will be fixed tonight in Jesus' name. Somebody say, tonight, I will experience national tranquility. That means your body will calm down. Everything will get back in order. Everything will get back in order. Your blood pressure will come down. Your heart will be fixed. Your bones will be restored. Your joints will be put in place. Your body will vitalize. Every cell will be quickened by the life of God. Your mind will be sound. Somebody say, national tranquility. Wow. That's what happened to her. That means everything that was wrong with her was fixed. Glory to Jesus. Can you believe God tonight for national tranquility? Can you believe God that whatever the problem is, whether it's a demon or whether it's just maybe something else, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, you will be healed tonight. National tranquility. For some of you, the Lord said to me, it's just weakness. You've been having weakness for some time. Strength will come tonight.
Yeah.
Quickly, I'll just tell you a story. I've been healed from so many things, you know, over my journey as a Christian. I mentioned how I was healed from migraine and asthma, you know, the same time when I spoke. But, you know, something happened just when COVID started. I had a strange experience. I couldn't understand it. Suddenly, my body started itching me. Just began to itch. I did everything. I went and bought whatever ointment, my whole body. But I knew it was strange because it would move from place to place. And it would just itch me so badly, so badly. And I would come and preach. And sometimes when I'm preaching, my body is itching me. I can't start scratching my body. How many of you understand? If I'm preaching, the Lord will heal you. It's a problem. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just had to bear it. But usually when I would speak the word and I would cast this thing out, it wouldn't last long, but this thing stayed. Listen, this thing stayed for 1.5 years. I battled with it for 1.5 years. It was towards the end of last year, around October. Because what I did was, the Lord spoke to me and I said, stop giving this thing attention. Says, don't give it any more attention and just keep on giving me. Every time it comes up, every time you think about it, just give me praise. Just thank me. Hallelujah. And so I did it. Sometime around October, I just noticed I couldn't even remember exactly when it left, but it left. The itching has stopped, though. You don't understand that kind of testimony because you have not seen itching before. When your back is itching you, hallelujah, and you feel like using a rod to scratch, it was bad, and it just disappeared. So as I stand here and I tell you, I have no more itching. Say amen. Glory to God. Amen. What am I saying? Some of you, it's going to be instantaneous. If it's not instantaneous, don't bother yourself, because as long as the power is at work, it must go. It has expiration date. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. I'm just going to ask us, just for maybe like 5-7 minutes, we're just going to worship God. We're going to thank Him. We're going to thank God like we are totally healed. We're going to thank God for national tranquility. Can you do that? Music people, help me out. Let's just begin. Lift your hands and begin to thank God. Before we even do anything, many of you you will see your manifestation before we even lay hands on you. Lift up your hands and begin to thank God. Begin to praise God. Begin to worship God. Begin to worship God.
And as your King.
to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here. Listen, healing is by the Holy Ghost. He is the one that manifests healing. And he's here now. And let me say something else. The same presence of God that removes sickness will also remove evil spirits. You understand what I'm saying? So whether it came through whichever method, if it is an evil spirit, it will leave you tonight. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is telling me, we'll start with pain. If you have any kind of pain, let's start with pain. Sometimes you have a condition, but there's no pain. If you have pain, please come. Come to the front. If you have pain. If you have pain, just come to the front. Glory to Jesus. Ushers, help us. Jesus. Now lift your hands to God. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Those of you that have pain, just lift your hands. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. You are my Lord. Say, Holy Spirit. I submit to your presence. I submit to your power. I reject every affliction. I reject every form of pain from my body. This body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Pain is not allowed in this body. Jesus bore every sickness. Jesus took away every pain. So pain, I speak to you now. You must go. Your time has come. You must go. Satan, pack your load and go. Pack your load and go. Tonight is national tranquility. Tonight is wholeness in my body. Makasakaya brakusataya. Hallelujah. Aya makasataya bahaya. Yakasata. Some of you is already going on before I come down. Maka sataya bahaya satala bahaya. Ishatala bahaya satala bahaya satala bahaya. Mashataya baraka bahaya satala. Imaka sataya. Shina la bahaya. Now listen, I will do this because that's what I saw in my spirit, all right, this evening. So the Lord will help me, but I'll do it. I'm going to lay hands on you, all right, quickly. So don't, no need to discuss anything, just very quick. I'll just lay hands on you. You go back, ushers, help us. The next batch will come. Now, if I lay hands on you, don't need to come back again when I call something else because you have national tranquility. Amen. Yes, so if I lay hands on you, even if there was something else wrong, that problem will be fixed by the same anointing. Amen. If it's a demon, it must go tonight. Amen. Are you with me here? Amen. Now lift your hands and let me tell you how to receive. You receive, open up your heart. Don't resist, okay? Just open up your heart for God. Don't be stubborn. Just open. Hallelujah. Allow, if you're going to fall, fall. If you're not going to fall, no need to fall. Hallelujah. It's not by falling or not falling. You understand what I'm saying? You may feel something, you may not feel anything, but it must go tonight. The rest of you, I'm going to call, make sure everybody, tonight, everybody gets healed tonight. Hallelujah. So while you're there, you can either pray in the spirit or just worship God. Let's have some music. Come on.
come on. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Come on. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Come on.
Oh, we share the miracle.
life, 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 life.
I'm not going to be like this.
That's 4, 5 points.
Can you move at all? A little bit. Hallelujah. Take it. Glory to Jesus. Somebody shout unto the Lord. Somebody shout tonight.
Tonight.
National tranquility.
National.
In my body.
In my body.
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Tickets. Now, listen. If you have any tumor in your body, cancer, or even if it's not a cancerous tumor, but you have an abnormal growth in your body. Some of you have some growth in your breasts. Some of you, it's not really painful, but it's there. Come out quickly, please. Come out. Tonight is your night. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thyroid, huh? Okay. Lift your hands to God. The power of God will shrink it and cause it to disappear. If it's cancer, the power of God will drive away that demonic spirit. Now get ready to receive. Already the power of God is flowing, is touching your bodies already. Get ready now. Get ready. Get ready. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Loose. Be free. 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 Woo. Loose her, let her go. Come on. Be free. 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 Be healed completely. I command this thing to shrink and disappear from your body in the name of Jesus. Be free. 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 I cast cancer. I cast it away in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. What happened to her? Find out what happened to her. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free.
Is that an accident?
Accident. If it's not cancer, I will do it later. So they should wait by the side. Just put her here. Put her here for me. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. My God, dege, be free. Sagada, lift your hands. Lift your hands and receive. Receive it. Receive it now. Take it. Take it. Take it. Be free. 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 free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Woo, shakalaba. Out. 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 Nice.